Welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, trust LSU's purple and gold finger.
Gold finger. He's the man with a Midas touch. A spider's touch.
On Sunday, LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron and athletics director Scott Woodward stood on the same podium to announce that an agreement had been reached to relieve Coach O of his job at the end of this season. Now, this is the same football coach who was named the Associated Press National Coach of the Year less than 2 years ago during LSU's historic 15-0 national championship season in 2019. Since winning it all, the LSU Tigers went a pedestrian 5-5 last season in 2020 after winning their last two games to get to 500. In 2021, the Bayou Bengals were 3-3 and coming off a 42-21 shellacking at the hands of the Kentucky Wildcats just a week earlier. Though LSU would rebound with a 49-42 win over the equally moribund Florida Gators on Saturday, a deal to relieve Coach O of his coaching duties in Baton Rouge was already in the works before that game was played last weekend. Athletics director Scott Woodward is also a graduate of LSU in political science. He built a successful resume during his first big gig as the director of athletics at the University of Washington from 2008 to 2016, and he did it again at Texas A&M as their AD from 2016 to 2019. After accepting his job in Washington, Woodward took over the school's football program, which finished the year with an embarrassing 0-12 season and a budget which had posted a $3 million annual loss. The new AD would successfully lure Boise State football coach Chris Peterson to the school to help turn around the football fortunes. He also orchestrated a $200 million renovation to the Huskies football stadium. And more importantly to his bosses, he orchestrated a doubling of the annual revenues for the athletics program. The treasure chest was growing.
Excellent.
Moving closer to home in College Station, Texas, it was Scott Woodward who pleasantly surprised the Texas Aggie fans by roping national championship-winning football coach Jimbo Fisher away from Florida State. The new AD also snared successful Virginia Tech basketball coach Buzz Williams to come and make the Aggies basketball team relevant and a national contender, too. So if you step back and evaluate Scott Woodward's performance as a college athletics director, you'll notice that all of his splashy hires have been, quote, name-brand, successful winning coaches. He has also paid them quite handsomely to entice their change of coaching addresses. Enter LSU. In 2019, Scott Woodward was hired to become the new athletics director for his alma mater. A Baton Rouge native, he considers the LSU position to be his dream job. He replaced Joe Oliva, a man who was generally despised by most LSU Tiger faithful. Oliva botched the firing of former football coach Les Miles and was later turned down by both Jimbo Fisher and University of Houston head coach Tom Herman for the football job. Ed Orgeron, by default, was named LSU's new head football coach in 2016. And scandals subsequently rocked the LSU athletics program during Oliva's tenure with the school. Enter Scott Woodward in 2019. Yes, the man with the golden touch is now calling the shots for his own alma mater's athletics programs. Pressure? What pressure? If anyone in the college athletics world should know how fanatical LSU football and baseball fans are, it's going to be Scott Woodward. He grew up an LSU fan, went to school there, and has come back to town now with the intentions of winning national championships in every single sport. After presiding over the LSU football team's national championship season in the fall of 2019, Woodward kept a close eye on the university's cash cow football program. LSU football contributes about $80 million of the $140 million generated by all the school's athletics programs. Put another way, every LSU home football game generates about $10 million in revenue for the school. The LSU baseball team and the men's basketball programs are the only non-football programs which actually generate a small profit standing on their own each year. For the remainder of the LSU men's and women's athletics programs, the large profits generated by the Tigers football program are utilized to cover their expenses. With thousands of unsold tickets at Tiger Stadium so far in 2021, it doesn't take a math major to know that losing over $100 per unsold seat during SEC conference football games means millions less in profits for the school's cash cow football team this year. And on Sunday, Athletics Director Scott Woodward, who did not hire Ed Orgeron, agreed to bankroll nearly $17 million in future payments to Coach O so that he can quietly leave the program at the end of the year. And by doing so, he turned on a bright purple and gold now hiring sign, which is flashing brightly for all of the nation's college football coaches to see. Scott Woodward understands that spending $17 million over the next few years to pay off Ed Orgeron is a relatively small down payment if you consider that your college football team is capable of recovering that short-term loss very quickly if the next football coach can excite the fan base and sell more season tickets once again. Let's take a look at Scott Woodward's mark on LSU athletics already. In April, LSU women's basketball coach Nikki Vargas, who had taken the team to the NCAA tournament 5 times in her 10 years as coach, resigned to take a position with a WNBA team. Within weeks of that announcement, AD Scott Woodward had shocked the basketball world by luring Hall of Fame women's coach Kim Mulkey to come and coach the LSU women's basketball team. Mulkey, who was raised in nearby Hammond, Louisiana, and attended Louisiana Tech, boldly announced that she intends to take LSU to the national championship. Mulkey said, "That's what I came here to do."
From Mr. Goldfinger, pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold.
You can picture a big smile on AD Scott Woodward's face after she said that. He wants all of his coaches to be totally focused on one thing, pursuing championships. And later this spring, LSU's beloved longtime baseball coach Paul Maneri opted to retire after coaching the Tigers for the last 14 seasons and winning the 2009 College World Series championship. AD Scott Woodward quickly replaced Maneri with 44-year-old University of Arizona baseball coach Jay Johnson. What's his resume? His Wildcats baseball team had just come from playing in this summer's College World Series. This also meant that Scott Woodward had replaced two very likable but faltering coaches whose most recent teams had disappeared from the national championship conversation. And lest we forget, LSU's last 3 football coaches, Nick Saban, Les Miles, and Ed Orgeron, have all won a national championship over the past 2 decades. So when you start hearing names for potential hires for the LSU head football coaching position, here's a little advice we should remember. If that person hasn't either won a national championship or has developed a team capable of competing for one, they're probably not going to be the next coach of LSU. So let's run down a few of the biggest names that are being bandied about. Number 1, Nick Saban. Former LSU coach, who has now won 6 more national championships at Alabama, Saban is now 70 years old, and it is highly doubtful that Nick would be interested to come back to Baton Rouge, as he's already won a national title there. Number 2, Dabo Swinney. Clemson's head coach has 2 national championships and has played for a couple others. An Alabama graduate, Swinney is likely only interested in the Bama job when it becomes open. Why leave comfy Clemson now? That takes us to number 3, Jimbo Fisher. Wait a minute, he just was hired at Texas A&M a few years ago, wasn't he? Yes, he was. The Aggies' current head coach won a national championship at Florida State back in 2013, and he just beat number 1 and Nick Saban's team, Alabama, at College Station 2 weeks ago. His contract with the Texas Aggies is unusual, though, and allows him to literally walk away from the school with no penalties to pay. Oh yeah, and he was hired at A&M by none other than a guy named, Scott Woodward. Sorry, Aggie fans, but this man is definitely a contender for the LSU job. Number 4 on my list, Mario Cristobal. This former assistant head coach at Alabama, where he served under Nick Saban, was the National Recruiter of the Year at Alabama back in 2015. He later became head coach of the Oregon Ducks in 2018. His teams in the Pac-12 have won the championship twice and gone 30-11 during his 4 seasons. I really do like this guy's chances of succeeding in Baton Rouge. Number 5, James Franklin. The current Penn State coach successfully turned Vanderbilt into a winner during his brief 3-year stay. Franklin, though, is a Pennsylvania native and doesn't seem to have any ties to Louisiana. I'm finding this one a hard one to believe as being a good fit. Number 6, Mel Tucker. Tucker, you say? Who's he? Well, he's the current head coach at Michigan State, and his team is a surprising 7-0 this year. He also coached at LSU for 1 year back in 2000 during Nick Saban's tenure in Baton Rouge. He's considered a great recruiter. He checks a lot of boxes, except for one big one. He hasn't coached in a big game on the biggest stage before, and for that reason alone, I think Tucker would be a reach. Number 7, Billy Napier. The successful coach of the team located just 40 miles from Baton Rouge to the west, Napier's University of Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns have become the bully of the Sun Belt Conference the past several years. He is young, tough, and has the swagger of Ed Orgeron without the personal baggage. He's an interesting candidate, but will definitely be an underdog for the LSU job. And number 8 on my list, Luke Fickell. The University of Cincinnati head football coach has been putting one great team after another onto the field for several years now, and this year's team is ranked in the top 5. Fickell says he loves the state of Ohio. Well, so did Joe Burrow, and look what happened with him at LSU. I think this one is one to watch. And now some of the rest of the rumors. Urban Meyer of the NFL Jacksonville Jaguars. Meyer is a perpetual malcontent with a growing amount of off-the-field personal baggage, like Coach Orgeron. I don't think there's any way he gets the job. Lane Kiffin of Ole Miss. Like Jimbo Fisher, why would he leave one SEC school to coach at another one? At least Jimbo Fisher has won a national championship and has coached at LSU before. While Lane Kiffin has an impressive football resume, he can be perceived by many of us fans as a little bit of an immature jerk. Get the popcorn ready? No thanks. Joe Brady, Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator. Joe Brady was LSU's quarterback guru during the 2019 national championship year. He is young, talented, but quite inexperienced. He had a chance to bond with AD Scott Woodward, though, for one season, and that might put him on the radar. But selecting Joe Brady for this job would be a big stretch. Here's another one. Deion Sanders at Jackson State, the head coach. Don't laugh, but many in the Bayou State, Louisiana, think that Deion would be the greatest recruiter in LSU Tiger football history. He probably could be, but he also hasn't established enough of a track record as a head football coach yet. I don't think this is going to happen. Think about that list we've just covered now. There are some terrific coaching names in my list, and don't be surprised if you hear about a few more title-hungry coaches coming soon. And why not? The LSU Athletics Director will fully support your efforts as long as you are focused on building and winning more national championships. So if your name is Scott Woodward, you already know that it's not a matter of money right now. You have plenty of that, along with the backing of your school's wealthiest alumni and donors. This is kind of like being able to go out and purchase any new car you like from any car dealer in the entire country. You don't have to worry about how to pay for it. LSU Scott Woodward literally has an open checkbook for this. His job is simply to find the coach who is most likely to bring your alma mater one or more trips to a national championship game within the next 3 to 5 years. The money will take care of itself. I think the finalists will come down to 3 people. Jimbo Fisher, who really doesn't excite most LSU fans as much as the national pundits think they do. Mario Cristobal, whose recruiting skills will excite the LSU fan base. And Luke Fickell, whose on-field success at Cincinnati for several years is very impressive and reminds me of a certain former Boise State football coach who Scott Woodward lured to the University of Washington. Any of my top 3 coaches would excite the LSU fans and sell plenty of season tickets in the Bayou State for 2022. It should also keep more of Louisiana's talented recruits at home to play college football at LSU. I can almost hear those cash registers ringing. Cha-ching! LSU fans should trust Scott Woodward with this hire. This gentleman has proven to be a great recruiter of exceptional coaching talent. He is also one of their own and truly loves his own alma mater. I have a feeling that Scott Woodward may already know who is going to take this important football job. It's simply a matter of waiting until the right time to let the rest of us know. Have patience, Tiger fans. Your school's purple and gold finger athletics director is not going to disappoint you. I'm Swamp Swami. Stay tuned.